What was the theme of the second part of yesterday's daf and the first part of today's daf? It was the halacha of hakol ksherim lahavi esaget. So the Mishnah said hakol ksherim lahavi esaget chutz micheresh shoyta v'katan v'suma v'ovid kechafa. That segued right into today's daf, which discussed the notion that are possible to say edus by edus isha, but nemonos, they are believed to be a shliach lahaylacha, which is a knech in the hakol ksherim lahavi esaget. It's the next mission. Hakol ksherim lahavi esaget, even those noshim that are possible when it comes to edus isha, but when it comes to lahavi esaget, over there the halacha is that those noshim, even those noshim, are going to be believed. The Shulchan Aruch in Evin Ezer, Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, this is Hilchis Gittin, it's Sif Lamed Gimel. So I'm picking up in middle of the Sif. Says the Mechaber, Va'afilu hapsula midivrei soifim ba'aveir. Even people that are apostle midivrei soifim ba'aveir. So these are people that are apostle le'edos. They're apostle le'edos midirabonon. And the reason they're apostle le'edos midirabonon is because they're rishon midirabonon. So we know that a Rosh's apostle le'edos. Incidentally, the halacha and the definition of Rasha as it relates to psuli edus is the subject of debate. It's a machlokes abayev v'rava. Mumer oichel nevelus lahachis. It's the mem of yalkigam. Is he kashal edus? Is he pasul edus? It's one of the six times in Shasta we paskin like abaya, not like rava. And the halacha is that a mumer oichel nevelus lahachis is pasul edus, which in English means that every single Rasha, doesn't matter what type of Rasha is, he's pasul edus. Rava holds that dafka a Rasha the chamas is pasul edus. Someone that's a Rasha because of the fact that he's a chayshem mishpadigasar Rasha, he's a ganev, someone like that is pasul edus because we're afraid that maybe somebody paid him to say edus shaker. But if someone is a mumer because he's mechal Shabbos, he eats nevelus lahachis, something that has nothing to do with money, so mechatesi, we should be choshed him all of a sudden now that he should suddenly be pasul edus. Machlokes abayi v'rava, we passing like abaya that a mumer oichel nevelus lahachis is pasul edus. Now, someone that's a rasha midday raisas pasul edus midday raisas. Someone that's a rasha midday soifrim is pasul edus midday soifrim. So says the mechaber, even people that are psule edus midday soifrim because of an avera that they did ksherim l'shlichas aget, they're still going to be kosher. L'shlichus aget. Avol, says the Mechaber, ha-psulim ba'aveira midivrei toira. Someone that's a Rosha, midai raisa, to says, he's posel edus midai raisa, psulim la'avos aget. The halacha is, he's going to be posel la'avos aget, elo imkein niskayim aget b'chaisamo. Unless this get already had kiyim shtaris, if the get had kiyim shtaris, so then the halacha is, he's going to be kosher. V'yesh poslim, says the Mechaber, there are those that say it's possible, af ben eskayim b'chaisamav. Even if he had kiyim shtaris, it's going to be a problem. The Vilna Gaon in the Bir Agra says, that what's the makar to this halacha? That someone that's possible le'edos mida'i raisa, because he's a rasha, is possible to be a shliach l'haylacha, unless the get already had kiyim shtaris. And Emma says, if you think about it, b'muschurishin, the halach is a chiddush. The reason the halach is a chiddush is because it doesn't sound like the sugya we learned. Again, we learned the daf yomi dek, but still, it doesn't sound like the sugya we learned. It sounds like this mishnah is not that way. Because the mishnah said, hakol ksherim lahavi esaget. And the mishnah was very clear about who's excluded. Chutz, cheresh, shoyta, katan, suma, nevika, chavim. So it sounds like we had very nuanced exceptions, but everyone else is kosher lavos again. And to be clear, let's chazer over the daf a little bit. It was also mavur that the daf is talking about a get that didn't have kiyum shtaris. How do we know that? Tanya kavasa da abaya. I'm Rav Ashen Dekunami. We're talking about a shliach that has to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. If there's kiyum shtaris, you don't have to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. Certainly according to Rabba, who we paskin like. So therefore, the halach is, you don't have to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav. Elamai, there's no kiyum shtaris. And still it's mashma, everyone's kashal, obvious again. So says the Vilna Gaon in Bir Hagra, but l'shoyne yazav, this is what he says. He says, Avol, apsulim be'aver, medivrei toir, apsulim labas aget, kimoy be'edos misa. Just like you find by Eidos Misa, Besoyv Perik Beis the Yavamis, Chafei Amid Beis. V'loi heminu kan yoser, elo l'noshim she'enen emanois v'chulu, gittin sham, meaning Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. Vazok the Goyin, he's saying a nifl de gazach. The Gemara says, in Mesechtes Yavamis, daf Chafei Amid Beis, gazlin de devreyem, kashal Eidos Isha. Someone that's a gazlin de Rabbanon, Pasul Eidus Midrabanon, he's Kashal Eidus Isha. Gazlan the Divrei Torah, Pasul Eidus Isha. But a Gazlan the Divrei Torah is Pasul Eidus Isha. So the Goyin said that after the Mishnah said, Akol Ksheir Lahavi Saget, Chutz Micher Shoita Vikatan, Sum of Eibik Echav, and the Mishnah felt it necessary to speak out that I want you to know the five Noshim that are Pasul Eidus Isha, that Kashar Lish Havas Saget, out the Goyin, why did the Mishnah have to say that? It said already, Akol Ksheir Lahavi Saget. So that means the conversation's over. It's muchach from the next Mishnah. Poshut, let's learn Mishnayos. It's muchach from the next Mishnah that even though we said Akol Ksheir Lahavi Saget, but someone that's posel Eidus Isha is going to be posel Lashlichas Saget. There's one exception to that rule. You know what the exception is? The five Noshim. But anyone else that's posel Eidus Isha is going to be posel Lashlichas Saget. So said the Goyim, it's a Mufurish Gemara Yavamas Chav Hamadeh, that a Gazlin the Divrei Torah is posel Eidus Isha. If a Gazlin the Divrei Torah is posel Eidus Isha, so it's Mufurish in the Mishnah, not that a Gazlin the Divrei Torah is Koshel Avos, again, just the opposite. It's Mufurish in the Mishnah that a Gazlin the Divrei Torah is actually posel Lashlichas Saget, and says the Goyim, that is the Makar to the Shita Samachaber. Now, stating that, the Machaber says that's all true if it was Lay Neskai Maget Bechaisamov. But if it was Neskai Maget Bechaisamov over there, it's going to be either Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about maybe get Medina Sayyam. We have to say Befanai Nechtav or Befanai Nechtav. But if the get already has Kim Shtaris, so what is this Russia doing? What's this Gazlan Medivri Torah doing? He's a courier. That's all he is. He works for FedEx. That's what he's doing. Okay, so he's Kachal Shlichus. No one ever said he's not a Bar Shliach. And being that he's someone that's able to be a Shliach, so therefore the halacha is it's going to be okay. Stating that, the Mechaber says V'yesh Poislin. There are those that said it's possible. Even if there's Kiyim Shtaris, if someone is a Apostle Eidus Midei Raisa, he can't be a Shliach Lailach. So who's this Yesh Poislim? It's the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchis Gerishin. It's in Perik Vav Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Aval Hanoshe V'akroivim Ksherim. He's talking about Shlichus Aget. V'afilu Apsulim Midevei Soifim V'aveira. Someone that's posel ba'avera midai raisa, this is what we need. Psulin la'avos aget, he's posel la'avos aget, v'im hevi'oi, and if he brought the get, hareze posel. It's going to be posel. When the Rambam says posel by get, he means it's posel midrabon. Ba'medvar mamurim, when is this true? B'shen eskai maget b'chaysam. That's true if there was a kiyam shtaris. If there was already a Kiyum Shtaris, and then someone that's possible, this Medei Reis, because he's a Rasha, would bring the get, so then the halacha is, it would be possible Medei Rabban. Avlam loy nismach boy, el al divrei psul. But if there was no Kiyum Shtaris, and we're relying on this person that's possible by Avir Menatayra, then the halacha is, ain't a get, it's not going to be a get at all, which means that what? It means it's not going to be a get afilu Midai Reisa. But the bottom line is, it's a Rambam. The Rambam says that someone that's a posel Eidos Midivrei Torah because he's a Rasha, the halacha is, even if it was Neskan Magap HaChaisamov, he's possible to be a Shlich, albeit Midrabban. But Midrabban is going to be a problem, and that's the Siyesh Oimrim that the Mechaber brings right here. It's just Kedai to know that this Rambam is a Das Yochid Mamash. This Rambam is literally a das yachid. Ad kidei kach. Read l'shoyni azov of the Kesem Mishnah. Kosev Rava Magid. Umikom makoim lo yodati rabbeinu meayin hoitzi zeh hapsol. He says, I don't know where the Rambam got this halacha from. V'ro isi harbe mea mefarshim chalukim molav. And I saw many mefarshim that are chaylik on it. Ad kan l'shoyni. That's what the Kesem Mishnah says. So that's what the Magid Mishnah says. So the Kesem Mishnah says, who are these mefarshim? Harash b'tom al rabbeinu b'reish gittin daf eimed beis. V'aran gam kein toma olo b'soy perigez the gittin. That's the sugya that we learned today. V'gam harosh perig beis siv chavav choylegolav. B'kitzer ha'maisa, no one understands his Rambam and all the Rishonim were choyleg on it. However, the Mechaber brings it as a Yesh Oimrim that says that even if the get already had kiyum shtaris, even then, maybe it's going to be an issue. There's a tshuva, in Shailu's a tshuva, it's Chassam Sofer. This is an Evena Ezer Chelik Beis, it's Simen Nun Aleph. So the tshuva was written to a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, whose name was Rav Pinchas Leib Neisatz. He was a Rav in the Kehila known as Schleining, and he wrote the following Shailu to his Rebbe. So he told him about a story that happened. He said there was a Shliach that brought a get to his Kehila. And this shliach was an Amoritz. It was an Amoritz. And because of that, so this Yid, Rav Pinchas Leib, paskind that the get is not a get that we can rely on, and therefore, he's not an appropriate shliach. Why not? And he based it on two facts. The first fact that he based it on was that he said that the Amaratzim Bizmanenu, they're all Chashudim. They're all Chashud. They're definitely Misafik, and even better, Becheskas, that they're Rishon Medeiraisa. They don't know halachas, and because they don't know halachas, they can't keep the Torah. Because they can't keep the Torah properly, they have a din as a Rishon Medeiraisa. Specifically, he said, Rubam Kikulam Nichshalim Be'isir Ribis Deiraisa. Said, I know that they're all being Malva Beribis. And because they're being Malva Beribis, by the way, if you're Loiva Beribis, you're also over the Isser Ribis. The Edom are also over the Isser Ribis. The Soif is over the Isser Ribis. But the point is, they're all Nichshon, the Isser Ribis, they rise. So, and as a result, they're Rishon. And he said that the Rambam holds that any person that's a Shliach Lohilacha, in the event that he's a Rosh Hamidivrei Torah, the Allah is, he's possible with Shlichos. And even though the Beis Yosef brought him as a Das Yachid, meaning everyone was chaylik on this Rambam, but the Maisa the Beis Yosef did bring it. And if the Beis Yosef didn't feel that he's supposed to be chayish for it, why would he have brought it? So said this Talmud to the Chassam Sofer, he goes, I want you to know what I paskin, and I'm curious, this is the Rebbe Hotz's organ of them, because it's a big chiddush that I'm saying, maybe, I don't know, but this is what I hold. I hold that an Amma'aretz today is Becheskas, that he's a Rosh Hamidivrei Torah, and being that the Beis Yosef brought the Mechaber, this Yeshayim, this Rambam Sheet, even though we know he's a Das Yochid, and a lot of Rishayim were chaylik on him, but the bottom line is, it was brought down in Shulchan Aruch, I'm assuming to be chayish for it, and if that's the case, he said that even though this get that was brought already at Kim Shtaris, there was no problem with it. But he can't even be the courier midrabanan, albeit based on this Rambam Sheet. So the Chassam Sofer wrote back to the Talmud, and he said like this, just read a few excerpts. Al achrein achrein v'al rishon rishon. He said, v'nechsi b'medek hamon, b'shliach hama'oretz, shechashash doloi, you achoshesh on him, mepnei deruba da'alma b'zmanenu nechsholim b'isaribis. So said the Chassam Sofer this Talmud, loy nichol amarayu l'meimer hachi. Shouldn't say this. Hifrasta al amido, lifso mishaloi ro'isa, v'loy shamata shalokach ribis. He goes, you're being choshed people that you never met in your life, and you're saying that they were, they're guilty of the Isra Ribis, or Marta Roiva Oilam Nichsholim Beribis. Says, Afilu Hoya Misha Ta'an Oy Shalokach Mimenu Ribis. If somebody would go over to his friend and he would say, you took Ribis from me, Hoya Namam Loimer Behet Alokachti. Do I show the Gater of Achli Zura, I ain't Shach Yerde, Simikov Samach, Sivkot Lam Gimel, and the Chassam Sofer starts varfing, hey, you don't talk this way about Yidden. You can't just mamish go ahead and stereotype and say, Hifrasta Alamidah. He goes weiter. Next paragraph. V'oi man leimalon de nechsholim b'ribis day reiso. Afilu l'shitascha. Who said ribis day reiso? Umei oylam lo yishamati, said the Chassam Sofer, tevas ribis yoytze mipiyem. Ken asach amaratzim, he said, and I never heard them say the word ribis. Ele revochim. They talk about geshefton. V'haynu isko. Litein loy chelkei berevach, lo yarviach, lo yitein loy. This is the Raisa Lekka. But that wouldn't make it an Issa de Raisa. And then he went right. He said, Vine Uvda Yodana, I'll tell you a Maisa Shoyo. Beyosa Goyin Ramashulam Igro, Zechatzadik Lavrocha Yoshev Al Kisa Hero, Poi Bekilo Gdosha. Shulam Igro was the Rav in Preshburg before the Chassam Sofer. He said, Nosati Derech Poi, Bekibalti Pono. So this is when Ramashulam Igro was the Rav in Preshburg, said the Chassam Sofer. And I was passing through the city of Preshburg, which would become Mekoymay Hakodesh Al Chassam Sofer one day, but not yet. And he said, I went to be Mekabel him, Ubo Lefon of Harsha. And while I was there, there was a Harsha that came to him. Now, what's a Harsha? Hamevi get Mimdina Sayam. Right? You ever ask yourself, how do you know this person's really a Shliach? He has to say, Befanay Nechtam, we do trust him, we don't trust him. Mishum Iguna, Akilu Be Rabbanan, how do you know this person's ever a Shliach? So the truth is, there's a big discussion, but I'll tell you the short answer. The short answer is a Shliach has to have a Harsha. It's a power of attorney, right? That's what it is. He basically has a document where the Mishalech signs off and he says, I'm giving you full rights to execute this on my behalf. It's an authorization document. That's what Harsha is. So there was a Shliach that brought a get to the presence of Rav Shulmaker. And he had a Ksav Harsha. V'diktek ma'oid b'diktukin chalushim ma'oid. And he said, I was watching Rav Shulam Igra, and he was mamish being medaktik, very, very much in the shtar harsha. He said, I personally never saw anyone do that. And I get you medaktik, right? It's spelled this way, it's spelled that way. We didn't even get to those sugyas here. But the bottom line is, he was being medaktik in an authorization document. He said, I personally never saw a lawyer go through an authorization document with such a fine-tooth comb. This was such a big chiddush to me. V'timesi ala diktukim alalu. And I told Rabbi Shulam Igra, Rebbe, why are you doing this? The Heshavli, and this is what he told me. Hayois atiroiv hamigul chezokin. Most people today that shave, nechshodim shevirutar, the chasha that they shaved with a razor. And the Chassam Sofer wrote in parentheses, Lefi Daita Hayakain Khalila. Not sure how to be Madaik, what the Chassam Sofer means, if he's being Chalik, but Lefi Daita Hayakain Khalila. Al Kain, he said, it's for that reason, Ein Ashliach Neman Ba'imra Bifanai Nechta. So today, a Shliach, that's Becheskas, that he's Nichshol in the Isertar, he's not believed to say Bifanai Nechta. V'tzorich Kiyum Gomer. And therefore, it needs a proper Kiyum. V'tzorich Ladaktik Barsha. Therefore, I was being Medaktik in the Harsha. So really, this piece of the tshuva needs a background. It needs a whole raid by. But the short version of it is that harsha in halacha constitutes kiyum shtaris. So if a shliach walks into Bezdin and he has a harsha, well, what's the harsha? The harsha is basically a Bezdin that sat down and they wrote a document with the Baal wrote it and Bezdin signed off on it. So it's the equivalent thereof to a kiyum shtaris. So basically, Meshulam Igra told the Chassam Sofer, he said that I'm a little worried about the shliach. I see as a megillach. And as a result, I don't know what kind of shaver he uses. And therefore, I'm concerned that this might be a controversial shaver. He's using a tile. He's using a razor. I do know shavers then, I understand. But the point is, he's using a razor, and based on that, this could be a very, very big problem. So what do I want to ascertain? I want to make sure that the get has a proper harsha. If the get has a proper harsha, it has kiyum shtaris. If it has kiyum shtaris, I have nothing to worry about. And that's why I'm being medactic. So listen to what the Chassam Sofer said. V'hine midivrei hagoyim lamadati. He was talking and learning here, but the Chassam Sofer said that I learned from a Meshulam Igra that he wasn't chayish for the Rambam. Because if he was chayish for the Rambam, then who cares if there's Arsha? If a Yid walks in, he's a Shaykh Loilach, 1 second, he has a beard maybe. If he's Geshayrin, there's nothing to talk about, it's dead on arrival. And it wasn't. What did Rabbi Meshulam Igra want to make sure? He wanted to make sure that there was a harsha. That is kiyum shtaris. But if he was chayish for the Rambam, then who cares that it was kiyum shtaris? Rambam holds that someone that's possible this midday rice because he's a rosha midivrei Torah, even if you have kiyum shtaris. So the Chassam Sofer told his Talmud, number one, hifrasta lamida, you're being chayshid klal Yisrael, that the oifrin isna ribis. He says, umeyoylam lo shamati tevas ribis yoytze bipim. I never heard the word ribis. Maybe iska. Iska is ribis drabbanon. The Rambam's not talking about that anyways. So for that, for sure, I don't like that whole Indian. This is what the Chassam Sofer said. But he said, besides, you're being chayish for the Rambam, I have a Messiah from a Meshulam Igra. Umidvar of Lamadati, from that story that happened of a Choyskalan, they really don't have to be chayish. This is not something that you have to be worried about. So the question is, why not? Why was Rambam Meshulam Igra not chayish for the Rambam? Maisa the Beis Yosef brought it. If the Beis Yosef brought it, probably brought it because he wanted you to, be chayish for it. But this is a Das Yachid, granted the Rambam, that everyone is chaylik on. We read Lashoni Azov of the Kesa Mishnah. So the Kesa Mishnah, who's the Mechaber? Who clearly dismissed the Rambam in terms of everyone being against the Rambam. So why did he bring it? So Chassam Sofer speaks of that in the Tshuva. Obviously, because he wants you to be chayish for it. So what's Taka Pshat Rambam Shulam Igra? What's Taka the Pshat? So he says, I think the Pshat is Azoy. He says, because the emes is, Taimai Shalai Rambam, Nilu HaMefarshim Limtzoloi Davabar. Everybody mutched to try to find the Makar to the Rambam, like the Magen Mishnah. He says, "Ayn Mishlo Melech, Ayn the Shoylem Panim Iris." Chassam Sofer starts Zvarfi Marim Mekoymes, but he says, "V'hanochin." I'll tell you what I think the real reason is. I think the Emes of Pshat is based on what it says in the Sefer Get Pashut. The Sefer Get Pashut, which is a Kadmoinish Sefer that was written on Hilchas Gerushin, said that I think that the Pshat in the Rambam is because we're going to learn in Perek Hashileach coming up in Metz Hashem that there's a halacha that if a man makes the shliach leilach and then he's mevatel the shlichus, he has a right to be mevatel shlichus. Also. Dibur, mevatel dibur, it's kansas sugis and shas. But the bottom line is, a person can be mevatel shlichos. We're afraid that even if this man has a harsha, and even if there's a kiyum shtaris, maybe after the mishalech made the shliach a shliach, he was mevatel the shlichos. How do you know he wasn't mevatel the shlichos? So at the end of the day, you always have to be soymach on the shliach. On some level, you have to trust this person. And if he's a rosh midivrei Torah, he's becheskis that we don't trust him. If you don't trust him, he can't ever be a shliach. For again, because we're always concerned that maybe the Mishalech was Mavatel the Shlichos. He says, that's what the Sefer Get Pashut said, and I think it's a Dover Bar. I think that's the Emes of Shandram. I think that's the Torah's Emes in the Rambam. It's because at the end of the day, there's still a leap of faith you need to take, even Noch Darshos and Noch Alamaisis. Because how do you know that the Mishalech was a Mavatel? So he said, if that's the case, Lefiz and Nirali, Efsheb is Manazeh, Shinoyag and Lichtoy Baharsha. He says, if you look at a Ksav Rasha that a Shlich brings today, it says as follows, Shabal Kibel Cherim, He was mekabel acher min shvus aget. So he said, if that's the case, sulay chayshina nafilu laharambam. And he says, I think that's where Rabbi Shulam Migra was coming from. But the bottom line is, so the Chassam Sofer wrote to his Talmud that as it relates to being chayish for this Rambam, I hear where you're coming from. It's a das yochet, but the Mishnah brings it. So obviously he wanted you to be chayish for it, but I learned midivrei hagoyin from Rabbi Shulam Migra that he wasn't chayish as long as the harsha was good. He was takim medaktik in a harsha with diktukim chalushim, but at the same time, as long as that's going to play itself out, that's going to be okay. It's interesting. The Chassam Sofer quotes this encounter that he had with Rabbi Shulam Migra in another tshuva. It's also in Avinah Ezra Chelik Beis. It's in Simen Yud Aleph. He gives a drop more information here. He says, "Ubahadi shusa." We're on this topic. Asapra, I'll tell you a story. Kemoy b'shnas tofkuf nunches. So it was be'erich in the year tofkuf nunches. That's 1798. The mispareim. Benasi mikilu kedoisha de reznitz leishin valkisi rabbanas tili kedoisha matastav. So Chassam Sofer says I was on my way to accept my shteller matastav. And when I did that, I passed through Preshburg. Kibalti pnei agoyim Rabbi Shulam Migra zatzal. Poi kilu kadosha, who was the Rav right here. Uba'oisei perek, and he brings this whole story. Hevi lefond of Sifra the Dina, Harshal the Shliach Getch, initial. He brings it there a little bit more by Richos. And at the end, he says as follows. Umiskeinim is boinon. I learned one thing from the Skeinim, from Rabbi Shulam Migra. He said, Imkein, if he held then that somebody that was a Megulach was choshud, and he was becheskas that he used the tar, and that was bishnas tovkuf nun ches. Manoimar bishnas tovkuf tzadik tes. This is 1839, lemisperayim. Asher bavoyneseinu arabim yored hadas alfei mailos acheranis. There was mamish, we went backwards, the yerida was mamish thousands of mailos. Sheish l'daktik yosef yosef. How much more careful we have to take on this chumrah or Ramashul Migra, and we have to be medaktik in darsha. What happened between 1799 and 1839? Amongst other things, the haskalah went to a whole nother level. And the point is, he says, if he was worried then, kal v'chaymeh, how much we have to be worried today, and he was taking on this chumrah Ramashul Migra.